We all know people who are incredibly generous, but I wonder how many of us, or them, realize that their generosity is a God-given gift. It's something that's been woven into their DNA with a purpose. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take a look at another of the gifts that God has given out amongst his people from a different perspective. We live in a world where the average affluent household in the West spends more money on pet food than it does on the poor and the needy. The more people have, the less they seem to want to share it with other people. You'd think it'd be the opposite, wouldn't you? But it's not. We're essentially a greedy lot, which is one of the reasons that money and how we use it and how the grip that it can have on our lives is one of the topics that Jesus talked about more than any other. But every now and then, you meet someone, and the one word that completely sums up who they are is this one: generous. Somehow, they have a really special gift or ability to give of what they have to those who need it. It's almost as though they've come out of a special mold that God set aside, and they give whether they can afford it at the time or not. And you know, there's one thing that I've noticed about these people to whom God has given this special gift of generosity. He invariably ends up blessing them materially because he knows that they know what to do with that. I love the fact that God's made each one of us so differently, so incredibly differently, and yet he's made us with those differences in order for us to be a blessing to one another. Again, let's have a look at the passage that we've been using over this last week and a bit. It's Romans chapter 12. This is what the Apostle Paul writes. We have different gifts according to the grace given to us. See, it's God's plan to give us different gifts. If your gift is prophesying, well then, for goodness sake, prophesy according to your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, well, teach. If it's encouraging, then be encouraging. If it's to contribute to the needs of others, then do so generously. If it's leadership, govern diligently. If it's showing mercy, do it cheerfully. See, there are the seven gifts: prophesying, serving, teaching, encouraging, giving, leading, and showing mercy. They're often referred to as motivational gifts because they're actually things that are hardwired into who we are. They're what make us tick. They're what drive us. Today, I particularly want to look at the gifted giver. We should all be givers, absolutely. We should all give to the poor and to God's work, sure. But then again, we should all show mercy as well. And yet, God gifts some people so specially in that area. And it's the same with giving. Let me tell you about a friend of mine. He is a Swedish coal miner. Now, if you saw this man, he is definitely not out of Central Casting. He looks nothing like a coal miner. He's tall, 6.5 foot, blonde-haired Swede. He's quiet. He's unassuming. You never hear him arguing. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. But he quietly gives away stacks of money to people and to God's work. It's what makes him tick. Also makes his wife tremble sometimes and roll her eyes. But together as a couple, they're incredible givers. Now, she's an encourager, but he is definitely a giver. Some people just sort of throw loose change in the plate on Sunday at church, but this couple give so much, it would make your hair curl. So, gifted givers, what do they look like? Are you maybe a gifted giver? Is this a gift that you don't quite know whether you fit into? Now, see if you can recognize yourself or others that you know in this list of attributes of a gifted giver. It's someone that gives freely of their money and possessions and time and energy and love. See, it's not always money. Sometimes it's time and energy and love. A giver loves to give without others knowing about it. They want to feel part of the ministries to which they contribute. They pray and intercede for the needs and the salvation of souls. A giver feels delighted when their gift is an answer to specific prayer. They want to give gifts of high quality and craftsmanship, not something that's left over. A giver gives only with the leading of the Holy Spirit. A giver gives to support and bless others or to advance ministry. They view hospitality as an opportunity to give. They handle their finances with wisdom and frugality. They're quick volunteers to help when a need is seen. They seek God's confirmation on the amount to give. A giver has a strong belief in tithing and in giving in addition to tithing. They focus on sharing the gospel. They believe that God is the source of their supply. A giver is very industrious with a tendency towards success. They have natural and effective business ability. They like to get the best value for their money spent. A giver is definitely not gullible. They possess both natural and God-given wisdom. And some of the problem areas with this gift is that they might try and control how their contributions are used. They tend to pressure others to give as well. Maybe they upset friends and family with unpredictable patterns of giving. They tend to spoil their own children or relatives. They may use financial giving to get out of other responsibilities. I wonder if you recognize yourself as a gifted giver, or maybe some of the people you know, you think, that's someone I know. They're actually a gifted giver. What I love about the gifted givers that I know is that they are so incredibly wise about their giving. And 99 times out of 100, they're incredibly keen to make sure that what they give is given quietly without other people knowing too much about it. One man that I know, he became very wealthy and he sold his thriving business, and now his full-time job is to get around and see ministries and see their needs and to give away money to God's work around the world. If you look at him, you'd never pick it. He's a quiet, humble man. You'd give him a set of numbers and he has the trends analyzed before you can blink. It's important to recognize that giving is a gift from God. All of us should be more generous. All of us should give away more. But what I've discovered is that the more I give away, the more radically I let go of material possessions I have, two things happen. Firstly, the less hold wealth has over me, and the more God looks after my needs in a miraculous way. But I am not a gifted giver. It's not what makes me tick, but there are people out there who absolutely are gifted givers. It's what motivates you and drives you. And if that's you, I want you to recognize today that this is a special gifting. You have a special role to play in this world and in funding God's work at home and around the globe. When you look at how God operates through the Bible, what he does is he uses his people to fund his work. Just say that again. Inevitably, when you look through the Bible, you see that God uses his people to fund his work. It's an awesome plan because it engages our hearts. But if you're one of those special people he's set apart with a gift for giving, I just want you to recognize that this is the gig in life he chose for you. And you have such an important part to play in his scheme of things. Because without you, a whole bunch of things that he's planned, well, they're simply not going to be financed and they're not going to happen. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with Jesus. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about a free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to him. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free, delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word Fresh for you each day. To receive your free e-devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up waiting right there for you. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to that website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.